Torah of Awakening Daily Practice with Brian Yosef Schachter Brooks.
Lesson 5. In this lesson, we will learn about the inner dimension of the commandments, or mitzvot, as well as the blessing for the hand washing ritual. Enjoy.
1. Upon arising, Mode Ani.
Two, hand washing. Take the vessel of water with your right hand, and then pass it to your left hand. Pour some water over your right hand. Then pass the vessel to your right hand and pour some water over your left hand. Pass back to your left hand and repeat the process two more times, so that each hand is washed three times. Bring your awareness to your movements and to the feeling of the water, holding the intention of cleansing yourself inwardly from the influence of any negative energies. You can think of each one as you pour, washing away anger, craving, anxiety, fear, depression, or anything else you would like to cleanse from yourself. When you are finished, take a moment and raise your hands, inwardly dedicating your actions to embody sacred qualities such as love, awareness, service, and any other qualities you would like to bring into your life at this time.
3. Tzitzit. Hold the tallit in readiness, having in mind the intention that this garment represents your commitment to this practice and the intention that you are opening yourself to do your best wherever you are at whatever level of knowledge, fluency, and skill, knowing that wherever you are at is perfect as it is. Have in mind to come to this practice as you are, not grasping after results, but offering yourself in loving service to this practice in this moment. Then, put on the garment and feel yourself embraced by this intention.
Spiritual practices often involve stepping out of the ordinary stream of life to do a particular ritual, meditation, or prayer. The goal of the practice, however, is to cultivate wakefulness constantly in every moment of life. It is because of the difficulty in doing this that it is essential for most people to utilize specific practices. The traditional practices of Judaism are called mitzvot. Mitzvot literally means commandments. A singular commandment is a mitzvah. According to the Torah, Moses received 613 commandments on Mount Sinai and transmitted them to the Israelites over 3,500 years ago. As Judaism evolved, the sages derived many more mitzvot that are not included in the Torah, along with thousands of details concerning how they were practiced. The mitzvot form the practical side of Judaism. Although mitzvah means commandment, there is a deeper level to the meaning of the word. The root of the word also means connection. In this sense, a mitzvah is a practice to connect you to reality, or God, to gather the energy of the mind and heart and fully open to the moment in which you find yourself. A mitzvah is awakened action. This also gives us a hint about the literal meaning of the word, commandment. Suppose you saw a baby in the middle of the road. What would you do? In such a situation, there would likely be no consideration of choice. There would be no sense of making a decision because the right choice would be so obvious. Get the baby out of the road. In this sense, the situation itself commands the response. This is exactly the consciousness that the mitzvot are aimed at. When it comes to waking up, being liberated from ego, and being fully present in service of this moment, there is no choice. It is simply always the right thing. But we can't know it's the right thing if we are asleep. So the aim of the mitzvot is both to express awakening and to help us wake up in the first place. It is an action that reminds us of the intention to be awake, so that we may accustom ourselves to be attentive to the commandment of this moment, whatever that is. This dual purpose of helping us awaken on one hand and expressing awakening on the other is similar to digging a well. You can dig for some time without noticing much of a result. This is like doing spiritual practices in order to achieve something. You dig for a while. At some point, however, you hit the water. After that, the mitzvot are not like digging for water, but like drawing up water from the well. The pressures of life can often separate us from the well, but through practicing mitzvot, you have a means to reconnect again and again, each time strengthening your ability to stay present through the rest of life's challenges. This act of returning yourself from unconsciousness to consciousness, from ego to soul, is called teshuvah in Hebrew. Each mitzvah is an opportunity to do teshuvah and return to the truth of your own being, to the present, to reality. In Lesson 3, we learned the blessing formula as well as the blessing for learning or saying words of Torah. After the formula, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, then come the words, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotah V'tzivanu, literally, who sanctifies us with his commandments and commands us. In the practice book, I have freely translated this as revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation. I've translated it this way to signify the power of the mitzvah to awaken and connect us with the sacred dimension. These words are used whenever the bracha introduces a particular mitzvah, such as chanting Torah. Now, let's learn the bracha for another mitzvah.
4. Hand-washing blessing. Today, let's learn the bracha for the hand-washing ritual. Sit with open hands, palms upward, chanting. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav itzivanu anetilat yadayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through the washing of hands. 5. Torah Blessing. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav itzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity, eternal unity of all existence, revealing the sacred in form, joining us with this revelation through immersing ourselves in words of Torah. 6. Shema. Hear. Breathing in, filling the body with light, and projecting Shema upwards. Shema. Breathing in again, filling the body with light, projecting Yisrael downwards. Yisrael. Breathing in, filling with light. Breathing out, Adonai, projecting forwards. Adonai. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Eloheinu backwards. Eloheinu. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Adonai to the right. Adonai. Breathing in, filling with light, projecting Echad to the left. So bringing in the light from the left, Baruch from the right, Shem from behind, Kevod from the front, Malchuto from below, Leolam from above, Va'ed. Seven, the Amidah. Standing, take 3 steps backwards, and then 3 steps forward, and then chant. Adonai sifatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatecha. Hashem, open my lips, and my mouth will speak your praise. Bend your knees, chanting Baruch. Straighten your knees and bow forward, chanting Ata. And straighten your body upright as you chant Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu. Blessed are you, Hashem, our divinity and divinity of our ancestors. Taking a moment now to contemplate that your life is transmitted to you through an unbroken chain through countless generations and beyond. Feel the life force within that unites this infinite chain.
Next, take a couple of minutes to pray for anything that's important to you to manifest at this time.
Meditation. Coming to sit for meditation. Bringing yourself to a comfortable but also alert posture. Relaxing any excess tension in your muscles. Letting your awareness flow inward, downward into your body, resting on the flow of your breathing. And see what happens if you ask yourself the question, is this moment enough? Open yourself to this moment to see if this moment is enough. Can this breathing be enough? Aliveness, this beingness, this sitting, be enough. And if there's any kind of sense within you that it's not enough, any sense of wanting, of craving or of longing, of needing, then ask yourself, can you be in the presence of these feelings? Happens when you simply open yourself to whatever the experience is in this moment. Not running after thoughts. Planning what will happen. But just relaxing open into this moment. Sitting in silence for the remaining time. Thank you for devoting your time. May you be blessed to bring your awareness and openness to each moment of this day. Until tomorrow, be well.